Take a little time to settle into whatever posture you've chosen for the body scan. Make connection with the touch points. Make any adjustments you may need. Opening with intentions to be present to whatever should arise with a friendly, open heart. As we go through this scan, we're going to be doing our best to noticing the changing nature of the body through the aliveness of the sensations. As we notice the sensations and how they're shifting and changing, we can really notice the flow of impermanence. The first characteristic. Also, as we've scanned through the body, we may notice places of ease and places of dis-ease. We may notice dukkha, the second characteristic, showing. Can we open to it too? And see its changing nature, the truth of that. And not add extra dukkha with second arrows of judgment and blaming and problem solving. Can we just open to the wounds that we may find here in this body? So opening, understanding dukkha as we scan. So appreciating the imperfect nature of body. And thirdly, appreciating the impersonal nature of body. This is as we notice dukkha, as we notice impermanence. We can really feel that whatever we're experiencing is arising out of a multitude of conditions and causes. A whole world has come together in the moment for these sensations to happen. For you, for me, for any of us. And these conditions and causes are not personal. Just as sounds are not personal. So this is the invitation to notice the three characteristics as we go through. And I'll help you with that. Impermanent, imperfect, impersonal. Letting these be instructions for noticing rather than something to believe in, never to believe in, but rather to challenge ourselves to practice with. And so feeling the body in your posture, the touch points, opening to breathing, feeling the breath in the whole body, allowing for some nice full breaths to really connect with body and breathing. And then gently letting the breath subside and rest in its normal rhythm. And now bringing our attention to body by beginning with the crown of the head. And opening to whatever sensations you may feel here. Sensations of the hair and the scalp. Maybe even some tension in the muscles that cover over the cranium, the skull. Maybe even a sense of the bones of the head. Inviting awareness to notice rather than striving to feel things. Just let the awareness guide us. Opening now to the sensations in the forehead and around and between the eyes. If there's tension, discomfort, opening to those imperfections, noticing their impermanence, how they're moving, changing. Feeling into the rest of the face, the cheeks, around the nose and mouth and chin. Very rich sensory region is the face. Feeling the play of life all through the face, even inside the mouth. Noticing impermanent. Imperfect. Impersonal. It's all just nature rolling on. Feeling to the ears, aware of hearing and sounds coming and going. And then letting awareness come into the neck. Feeling the whole circumference of the neck. The skin and sense of the muscles and the bones, the spine. Without forcing, letting the awareness penetrate. with interest and friendliness. There may be tension in the neck. Can we open to understand with our awareness? Ah, yes, this is unsatisfactory. This is dukkha. This is conditioned. Letting the awareness travel into the shoulders, feeling into the shoulder muscles, the joints, the shoulder blades, this whole region. And for many of us, there is significant dukkha here. Tension, discomfort. Without second arrows, can we simply be aware of what's here in this moment and now this? Can we notice that if we don't tighten into a story about me and my pain, that the sensations have a chance to move, to be, to unfold. Letting the awareness to move into now the upper arms from the shoulder joints down to the elbows. Feeling the skin, perhaps air next to the skin, clothing. Perhaps a sensing of the muscles and even down deeper into the bones, but without forcing. Opening into the elbows and all the way down the forearms to the wrists. Feeling the pulse of life. And from there into the hands, through through each finger and thumb. Whatever sensations are arising are conditioned arisings. They're not personal. Feeling the flow of life in the hands. This is the changing nature. We can feel it deeply in the hands. The impermanence. And what happens too if we notice any discomfort in the hands, any dukkha? What happens when we open to it with friendly awareness and appreciate how it's conditioned and changing? And then letting go of the hands, if you will, and letting your awareness come into the chest, from the clavicles, the collarbones, into the sternum, the breastbone and ribs, feeling the chest wall and the skin, maybe a sense of the heartbeat, and of course the breathing. Sensing into the chest, we can very deeply experience and know the truths of impermanence, imperfection, impersonal. Opening into the abdomen. Feeling the skin and the movements of the muscle wall of the belly. Perhaps deep inside. Sense of digestion. Life rolling on. There's no I orchestrating it all. It's just happening. letting awareness go into the pelvis. The internal and external sensations here, muscles of the pelvis, the bones, the hip joints, now letting the attention move back up to where the neck and the shoulders meet. And take this time to open as you scan down the back of the body. Perhaps a light touch to notice the skin over the length of the back. And then going deeper, noticing muscles and bones. Feeling the movements of breathing throughout the back. It's a beautiful invitation to noticing impermanence. Opening to any contraction, tightness, tension throughout the back. Without trying to fix it, can you just notice what happens with an open-hearted awareness? A desire to understand whatever dukkha is here. Like a good enough nurse inspecting a wound. The nurse or the doctor that does not judge or blame or shame, that knows whatever discomforts are here have happened out of causes and conditions way beyond any one being's ability to control. Taking your awareness down the back all the way to the tailbone and the buttocks. feeling the breath through the torso, from the nape of the neck down to the pelvic region. Body, imperfect, impersonal, impermanent. Letting breathing go into the background again. And let's bring our awareness into the thighs, hip joints down to the knees, sense of the skin, the great muscles, the bones, the femur. Opening to the dance of life. And into the knees. And down the knees to the lower, through the lower legs. Again, sense of the outer skin, the strong muscles, strong bones, tibia, the shin, fibula, creating the ankle, the knee joint at the top. And then feeling into the feet, and like the hands, we can really feel a great deal, the changing nature. We can open to any discomfort, any dukkha that's here. Notice how it may be changing, how it is changing. And respecting the impersonal nature of these sensations. It's just nature rolling on. And gradually allow your awareness to leave the feet and open to the whole body, perhaps feeling a sense of breath and body as a whole. Perhaps a sense of reverence for this body. Impermanent, imperfect, impersonal.